Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
From music to maps, how Apple's iPhone changed business.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. As the iPhone turns 10 years old, the Wall Street Journal's Betsy Morris is taking stock of its impact on everything from cameras to telecoms. She joins us now from our newsroom in San Francisco. Betsy, 10 years ago, hailing a cab meant waving an arm, and people still bought cameras, and a phone was something we made calls on.
Yes, it's hard to remember those days, but life was really different then. And that was before Steve Jobs essentially put a powerful little computer in our pocket, and it turned the mobile phone into kind of a digital Swiss Army knife that really would do many things, including over time, change a lot of business.
Mm-hmm. So how many things have we stopped buying because of smartphones?
Well, let's see. We've stopped buying cameras, mm-hmm. even digital cameras.
Yep.
We've stopped buying
GPS or maps.
No more GPS. You know, we don't spend as much time in front of our PCs or our desktops as we used to. There's a lot of conjecture about even automobiles at some point, with so many people doing Lyft and Uber. I think a lot of people are saying, do we really need that second car? Another thing that we don't buy is music. We don't buy CDs, obviously.
True.
But we also don't buy downloads as much. So our whole music business model has changed. If you look at Spotify, it's a subscriber model now.
Mm-hmm. That's
changed
true.
Changed that whole industry.
Thinking about how many different music subscriptions there are just in my household now, it's a, a little bit wild. So
yes.
How about the relationship between smartphones and social media?
Smartphones didn't start social media. I mean, Facebook had launched in 2004. The iPhone didn't come until 3 years later. So, but you know, Facebook was on your desktop. It wasn't carried around with you in your pocket. So you just have to think about what a change that was when the social media apps like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Messenger, all of those started moving around with you, how much more ubiquitous they were and how much more frequently you were able to check them and how much more time you spent on them. It's really interesting because it has changed so many things. It has changed how we communicate, many fewer phone calls, and it's also changed entire industries. Advertising, for instance,
mm-hmm.
There's been a big shift in advertising to social media from traditional media companies.
We're talking about how the iPhone changed business with Betsy Morris, and you're listening to What's News from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Betsy, let's talk about apps for a minute and the incredible disruption and really transformation there.
Yes. You know, what the smartphone did was it connected coders, developers, with consumers. So basically, entrepreneurs or startups could start making software that you and I could kind of access right on our phones. And, you know, it started kind of slowly, but once, first of all, it was Apple and then Android phones had app stores, just the number of apps proliferated. And we now have an estimated 3.6 million apps to choose from. You think about it. You would not, without a smartphone in the app, you could not hail an Uber, for instance. Without an app, you would not have Spotify and the ability to subscribe to your music like that. it's changed many, many, many industries.
Did anything surprise you working on this?
You know, I mean, one of the biggest surprises, believe it or not, was when Joshua Gans, one of the professors I talked to, a guy who's written many articles and books on disruption, basically said, you know what the iPhone did? It killed the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's kind of funny that we still call it a phone. And I think, you know, it was very interesting to start thinking about that. We don't really make phone calls anymore. We communicate in so many different ways. Texts, obviously, but also taking pictures and, you know, video is exploding now. So the disruption of the whole communication industry and the way we communicate has been fascinating.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Betsy Morris joining us from our newsroom in San Francisco. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
The future is closer than you think. Find out how close. Subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.